Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida has banned alcohol consumption at its bars after the number of new coronavirus cases skyrocketed to nearly 9,000 today. That's almost double the previous record set just 2 days ago. The Florida agency that governs bars announced the ban on Twitter minutes after the Department of Health reported 8,942 new confirmed cases. This afternoon in Fort Myers, Governor Ron DeSantis seemed to downplay what he called the quote cases as an artifact of a large number of tests.
You know, what we're seeing, today, obviously a lot of news saying a huge number of quote cases. Really nothing has changed in the past week in terms of we had a big test dump. We've been testing 10 to 15% have been testing positive for really the last week. And that's a huge change from where we were at the beginning of June when we were basically 3 or 4% in terms of the positivity statewide. And so the number of cases, if you tell me the positivity rate, if I'm going to get 75,000 test results like we did today, you're going to get a certain number of cases. If I got 35,000 like we did earlier, obviously you'll get less. But that's really what we're seeing in terms of an increased positivity rate, which is one of the major factors that's driving the quote cases.
DeSantis and other state officials have attributed much of the spike in the new coronavirus case outbreak to young adults flocking to bars after they reopened about a month ago. So Florida bars again have to stop serving alcohol. More than 24,000 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Florida since Saturday. That's more than a fifth of the 111,000 cases confirmed since March 1st. More than 3,300 Floridians have died. Florida lost more revenue last month, a lot more. Here's more from Lynn Hatter.
The state's total revenue losses are now up to $1.46 billion. The hit obviously is coming in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic due to a lot of business shutdowns. Governor Ron DeSantis has promised to veto probably up to about $1 billion in the state budget. He's not done so yet, but those announcements are expected to be coming shortly. The start of the new fiscal year begins on July 1st.
That report from Lynn Hatter. Facebook says it will label posts from politicians that violate its rules. It will apply to what Facebook calls newsworthy posts, including posts by President Trump. Crews with heavy equipment arrived early today at Seattle's occupied protest zone, apparently ready to dismantle barriers set up by demonstrators. However, workers stopped after demonstrators resisted, including by lying on top of some of the makeshift structures. A spokesperson for Seattle's mayor says the goal is to improve access for neighborhood residents. She said city officials would discuss the plans with protest organizers. The collective of protesters, activists, educators, and volunteers in the Capitol Hill organized protest was born after clashes with police who tear-gassed people protesting the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A heat advisory is in effect for the region until 6 this evening. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, hazy, and hot with afternoon high temperatures in the high 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.
The rich are different from you and me. For one thing, they're rich. Among the super rich, though, there tends to be a peculiar sense that their net worth is a testament to their true worthiness. Thus, they seem to cling desperately to the very idea of being extremely wealthy. This leads to one specific difference between them and us. Most of us favor a wealth tax to help bridge the gaping chasm of inequality in our society. The rich do not. Indeed, we hear shrieks of abject horror and cries of doom coming from corporate boardrooms and other defenders of the plutocratic order. It would be comical if they weren't so pathetic. They exclaim that such a tax will destroy entrepreneurial motivation, sap innovation, punish success, and, get this, spur a wave of divorces. The psyches of the rich are so fragile, goes this line of bull, that a tiny tax on people with more than $50 million in wealth would keep them from getting out of bed in the morning. Jamie Dimon, a billionaire Wall Street banker, disingenuously asserts that super wealthy people like him would, quote, be happy to pay more in taxes. But he fears the government would just squander it on giveaways, quote, to interest groups and stuff like that. I have to admit that Jamie does know his stuff. After all, he weaseled billions of dollars from us taxpayers to bail out his bank during the 2007 Wall Street crash. Far from squandering revenues on such welfare cases as Dimon, Those supporting the wealth tax specifically call for the money to fund universal access to higher education, free health care for all, restoration and expansion of our national infrastructure, and other direct efforts to restore the common good. This is Jim Hightower saying, to help advance passage of the wealth tax and our nation's democratic ideals, go to Citizens for Tax Justice, www.ctj.org. What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.